What is Geek Edition? It's the collector whose passion took him down an unlikely path to becoming an ordained Jedi minister.
I mean, I wish I was, say, oh, I'm a genius, I'm a diabolical genius, and I was going to start this Star Wars church. Not at all.
It's the fans in a small town that shares the name of America's favorite animated family and their mission to be the real Springfield.
A lot of it's urban legend, but a lot of it is, you know, when the show first came out, Max's staked that claim. They were like, hey, that's us. They weren't Johnny Come Latelys.
It's musicians taking beloved 8-bit melodies to the stage, delivered by a full symphony in front of a sold-out theater.
These people who come to see the Zelda concert spent their whole life listening to computer-generated music on little tiny speakers. And now they hear a 90-piece orchestra playing it live. It's quite a different sensation. And I see grown men weeping.
And it's the fans who continue their pop culture passions as adults, on stage, for other adults.
Nerdlesque is sort of the mashup of fandom and burlesque. So you can have a show inspired by The X-Files or Doctor Who. There's a lot in common with nerdlesque to fan fiction.
It's all that, and actually, it's a lot more. The geek community is vast. Geek Edition reports on it all, telling the stories that make us nerds. I'm pop culture journalist Dyer Oxley, and this is Geek Edition.